I'm going to read you a little bit of scripture this morning. And the first part that I'm going to read you, you hold in your hand. It says, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Amen.
I'm going to read another place. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. I'm going to read you in the Old Testament where the word faith is used in the Old Testament. It's used as faithful, faithless, unfaithful. But the word faith itself, where it's used, if I can find it right quick, you bear with us. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. Old Testament. It's in the book of Habakkuk, if I can find it. Habakkuk 2:4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Now, I'm not going to read you out of the New Testament where the word faith is used. They may be a book that it's not in, but it's in most all of the books of the New Testament. And believe it or not, it's in Romans more than you would think. Faith. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's awful small. That's awful small. But I believe I'd be safe in saying this morning that you've been dealt a measure of faith. Every man. Every man. Preacher, I ain't saved yet. You still got a measure. You still got a measure. Now, I believe I will read one place to you, if I can find it right quick. You may think that the old preacher man's got everything figured out. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I got just as much faith as you got. Preacher, it's awful small. Don't have to be big. Don't have to be large. Preacher, will it grow? You know, you hear a lot about faithful Abraham. The Bible says that he's the father of faith. It don't tell you that in the Old Testament. Abraham's works proved to the world that he believed in God. Proved to the world. Wherever Abraham went, my friend, they understood that this man believed in God. Do you know how you're saved? There's not a person in this room, my friend, that can explain how they got saved. And explain it in a manner that you would understand it. And if you're lost, my friend, you have no clue. No clue. Preacher, you just said they had faith. Yeah, but you got no clue how you get saved. For by grace are you saved. Through faith. Did you hear that? Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you something this morning. God don't have faith. God don't have faith. Think about that. Why is the word faith not used in the Old Testament? Why is it? I read you two places. Preacher, it's in there more than that. You won't find it. Not the word. The word faith. But brethren, it is full of faithful people. Yes, it is. Go read the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. It'll teach you. It'll tell you that those men and women by faith overcome the odds of the world. Did they not? Noah didn't overcome. Brethren, Noah's faith overcome. Read it. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, moved with fear. Folks, brethren, if you believe God, you gonna have some kind of fear about you. Yes, you are. Preacher Abraham didn't know. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. We'll go to the 11th chapter here in a minute. For by grace are you saved through faith. Listen. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The faith that you have, it's not God's faith. Brethren, it's your faith. Amen. Brethren, as your faith is, so be it. As your faith is, so be it. Don't you ever count God out of the fight. Don't you ever count God out of the victory. Thank God, get your faith where it belongs and let God do the work. That's how it works. Yes, sir. By faith, Noah, brethren, he didn't build an ark. Thank God, his faith built it. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, he is the one put all them boards together. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Why in the world did he build an ark to begin with? Think about it. Why? Because God said, brethren, build an ark. Woo! Woo! Glory, hallelujah! You don't need a boatload of faith. You just need to use what you got this morning. Amen. Yes, sir. You'll find out if you go around, Jeff, you go back through yonder and pick anybody out. You want to, you're going to find the same size faith. Amen. The very same. Brethren, it'll grow in your life when you put it to work, thank God. Yes, sir. I'd like to have faith like brother so-and-so. I'd like to have faith like this one or that one. Don't matter. Don't matter. He didn't say what my size measure of faith that he dealt to every man, but he said he dealt it to every man. A measure of faith. Is that not right? His disciples come to him because they could not get rid of the devil. Yes, sir. Couldn't get rid of him. Couldn't overcome him. And he began to talk to them. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. Thank God you could say to this mountain, be ye removed, thank God. That's Bible, folks. He's give you a measure. Thank God, put it to work this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You'll find out that he told them in another place. He said the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds there is. That's what he said. He said, but you plant it, he said, it grows into a tree. Preacher, my faith ain't growed. Is it just like a mustard seed? I'm going to tell you something. Whether it's growed or not, my friend, it's still faith. It's still faith. Do something, thank God, with it this morning. You might not pay no attention. These young ones, these four that I showed you, brethren, their eyes light up when it's their day. Huh? They got something about them, Leroy. They got a day. Thank God that their faith become reality unto them. Yes, sir. You think I'm silly? I got news for you. I ain't lost my mind. God get to speaking to me 5:30 yesterday morning, my friend. My sleep late day. Huh? God wake me up and start talking to me. Yes, sir. Show me some things. Tell me to do some things. Steve, I'm just going to believe him this morning. Hallelujah. Woo. Silliest thing you ever heard. Had to work the rest of the day. Didn't have a chance. After supper, I told Kathy, I said, I got to go to the store. We don't keep mustard seed around the house. Not that I know of. I couldn't find none, no way. I did look. But listen, you say, preacher, I just don't understand that. I want you to realize how small that is, but brethren, how large it can grow.
Amen.
In your life, that is your faith this morning. Preacher, I want more than that. It'll grow. It will grow. You know why most seeds don't grow? They're still in the barn. Hallelujah. Still in the barn. Ain't never been planted. Folks, you gotta put it to work. It ain't God's place to make you. It's your place to do it this morning. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You probably wished I'd have got a young preacher this morning. Glory. I ain't got a clue. I'm as honest as I can be. And it absolutely amazed me to find out that the word faith itself, by long, was only in the Old Testament two times. You read that 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, you'll think it's in there all the way through. It ain't written, Steve, but it sure is showed. It's portrayed. It shows you exactly what happens when men believe God today. I don't know how you look at the Word of God or how you look at things that are today. Most of the times we see that our mountains are bigger, thank God, than anybody's. Yes, sir. You run across a stump, you see if you don't get to praying. If you're a person of God, you will. You can't help yourself. Why do you pray? You pray that He'll help you. That He'll give you some direction in the trouble you're in. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Don't you give up on God. God can fix things. Amen. Yes, He can. These young boys and girls, they ain't going to forget what happened to them. You know why they ain't going to forget it? Because it happened. Something, brethren, came in and it has illuminated their life. They don't study about being lost anymore. No, sir. Sister Linda Lunsford used to say, she didn't go through a lot of things that a lot of other children went through. Because the Lord saved her when she was 5 years old. Huh? You say, preacher, it ain't possible. You go tell her it ain't possible. Huh? You can't tell me that God, my friend, don't work with a 5 year old. He can. And I'll tell you something else. He can work with a 70-year-old. He can work with a 100-year-old. It does not matter to Him. Thank God He'll save you when you use that measure of faith. Truth of it is, you don't need it until He does. Oh, yes, sir. Brother Clem Jared, I've told it before, he's 75-year-old when he got saved. He come to church. Actually, I thought he was a member. That's how regular he was. That's how prompt he was. Him and his wife sat on the back bench. I asked several people around the church there about Clem, and they all had different stories to say about Clem, but they all knowed something. Brother J.O. Jarrett said that when revivals went on, he told me I wasn't there. He said when revivals went on, said old Clem wallered all around that altar. And I got this answer and I got that answer. One day my friend Clem come by, shook my hand. I looked at him. I said, Clem, I just want to know one thing. Are you saved? You know what Clem's answer was? No. No. But yet he was in the house of God. If they had anything going on around the church, he is in the midst of it. But when he got saved, you know what his testimony was? He said, I didn't know it was so easy. Huh? You know what Clem done? He took that little measure of faith and he put it to work. I'll tell you something else that happened to Clem, my friend. He got off that back pew. He come right up here, about three benches behind. Yes, sir. And when he is in the house of God, he never did come without testifying.
Bless him, Lord.
Hear me. That's what God will do for a 75-year-old man. Huh? Save him. Could have saved him probably 70 years before that. J.O. said at his funeral, he said, God saved him, but said he didn't save his life. He lived a life, my friend, listen, that he didn't have to. Why you say he didn't have to, preacher? It was presented right before him. It was showed him, and I believe he was reminded every time he come to the house of God. I'm going to tell you something this morning. You don't have to live a life full of being lost. You can be saved. Born again. Free from sin. Happy night and day. Yes, sir, you can, but you're going to have to use, brethren, that measure of faith that God gives you this morning. I'll say it again. We're living in a time, my friend, where everything is get as much education as you can get. I'm not against education, but I'm going to tell you something. It's ruined a lot of folks. It has. It's ruined a lot of folks. There's a lot of folks don't need it. My opinion. Yes, sir. Has the Lord educated you on your journey, Steve? Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Brethren, I'm just going to say this. I don't know why, but I'm going to say this. Brethren, it ain't everybody, thank God, that needs to go to college. Brethren, you need to pray and find out where you belong in this world, my friend. God will show you. I believe it. We still need some farmers. We need some people, my friend, knows what it is to plow and know how to plow. Amen. Thank God in the grow. Thank God that us others might be able to eat off your table. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. We need some of them. You read in scripture times, my friend. They had what they called threshing floors. Threshing floors. It's where they threshed. They'd gather the wheat. And they'd take and put it in big sheets. And they'd throw it up in the air. And the wind would blow. Wouldn't blow the wheat. But it'd blow the chaff away. You listen. There's something to, my friend, having faith as a grain of mustard seed. I'm going to tell you something this morning. God's got a way of getting our attention. Yes, he does. I've learned to listen to him. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I had to learn it. You hear me? I had to learn it. I didn't start out, my friend, doing everything that I was supposed to do. I'm one of them. I work for a company, and I was in charge of the everyday business around the plant. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I had a boss that he didn't think like I did. But yet I was in charge. You hear me? We'd get in a meeting, my friend, and they'd talk about how we need to do things. And when we got out of that meeting, he was gone. You know who had to deal with the everyday business? He didn't. Well, preacher, he had something he wanted you to do. He sure did. But I got news for you. He left me in charge, and I'm going to get it done my way. I'll say this. It must have been pretty good. I worked for him 30 years. You hear me? He never did. More than two or three times. He had come and he said, Randy, didn't I tell you? And I said, you sure did. Well, why ain't you done it? I said, did it get done? So I asked him. He said, yeah, we ain't got no problem. I said, what difference did it make? You say, preacher, he is your boss. He was. I figured if it really upset him, I'd hear about it. You know what I mean? You understand that? I want you to know that God has put you in charge of your life. Your life. He's give you the faith. Thank God, do something with it. He's give us the tools. Why do we get in trouble a lot of times? We get in trouble a lot of times because we go our way and not the Lord's way. And you know the way. You know the way. I'm not talking to people, my friend, that don't know. I'm not talking to people that don't have faith. Brethren, you've got the faith. Brethren, it's yours. Thank God, make it multiply. God will bless you. He'll bless you on your journey. I've told some people down through the way. I ain't told too many, but I've told some people down through the way, my friend, what it takes in their life to be right with God. You say, preacher, you got the right to do that? I most certainly do. I most certainly do. Why have you got the right, my friend? Because I've been there. Huh? Why do they call you parents? Huh? Why do they call you grandparents? Yes, sir. There's some guidance they looking from you. Do you know that? From you. I'm in trouble. Here I am, Lord. It's me again, Lord. I got a problem I can't solve. I don't mean to worry you, but here I am, got something new. It's me again, Lord. Thank God. Listen, folks, I'm glad he's got a good listening ear.
Amen.
He hears me when I call. Yes, sir. He hears me. when I call. Kathy would get in there in the kitchen working, and she'd be turned toward them cabinets, and she's just talking away. She gets it all said, and about the only thing I hear out of it, are you listening to me? Well, I didn't know she was talking to me. Truth. Real truth. My hearing's bad. Get your hearing aids in. That's well and good, but there's a lot of background noise that overrides what they're saying. I'm sitting there, got a speaker in my ear, and she's in there talking, my friend, about that, about like this. You know? And I'm supposed to heard every word.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes, sir. I said all that to say this. God hears you. God hears you. You know, a lot of times we think that God don't hear us. Mm-hmm. What did he tell Daniel? Daniel prayed for what, 21 days? Was it not? 21 days he prayed. Asking the Lord. Begging the Lord. Pleading with the Lord. And when God answered him, you know what he told him? He said, I heard you the first time. Huh? I heard you the first time. It don't take, my friend, just repetitive, my friend. It just takes your faith believing that God heard you and that God will do something about it.
Amen.
Most of the trouble we get in, we cause ourselves. Most of it. Most of the fixes we get in. You know what? But when we get in them, we expect God to fix our mess. I'm going to ask you something. Do you have any faith? Do you have any faith? I know you got a little. A measure. You think you could muster up enough faith? Do you think you could put on enough, brethren, to get the job done this morning? Thank God, God hears you. Preacher, it ain't working. It ain't working. They just ain't nothing. Ain't nothing going right. It ain't fixed. It ain't fixed. It ain't fixed. If you'd quit dwelling on what's broke and trust the Lord that you talk to, you could probably get more done. Do you know that? It's just as well as the devil would have, my friend, for you to dwell on what God ain't doing.
Bless him, Lord.
In your life.
Bless him, Lord.
And don't get me wrong. Elijah, my friend, I believe he knowed God, and I believe God knowed him. And you know what the Lord told him? He said, you go yonder to the mountain. He said, for I hear the abundance, the sound of abundance of rain. That's what he told him. They was in a famine. Been in for a famine for 3.5 years. Yes, sir. Hadn't rained for 3.5 years. And God told him, it's fixing to rain, brother. He goes out there and he prays. He sends his old servant out, don't he?
Yeah.
Servant come back and he said, I don't see a thing. Just as clear as a whistle. He prays again. Does he not? The Bible said that he does this seven times. Seven times. We're talking about a man of God. We're talking about a man of God that called fire right down out of heaven more than once. And we're talking about a man, my friend, that just has proved who God really is. And that seventh time he sent that servant, here come the servant, and he said, I see a cloud like unto a man's hand. Elijah looked this servant, he said, you go tell Ahab to get home. You tell Ahab to get home. It's fixing to rain, brother. That's all he saw. That's all he needed, Steve. Sometimes, brethren, we just need to have faith that God's going to do what he said he'd do. Bible didn't say he didn't see no abundance of rain. He didn't see no great big old cloud bringing down the rain. He just saw a cloud like unto a man's hand. And he said, the rain's coming. Thank God, get home. And it come. You may think this morning that you ain't got enough faith to get nothing done. I give you a little old mustard seed. A little old mustard seed. And I give you the scripture that said if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, how much does it take? How great a faith does it take? It takes using, thank God, that little measure that God's give you. That's what it takes. You go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and you'll read about men and women alike, brethren, that had faith in God that absolutely overrun their enemies because God said they'd win the victory. Listen, folks, it ain't God's faith. It's your faith. It's yours. It's yours. Do what you want to with it, but it's yours. You want it to grow? Plant it. Put it to work. Is that not right? Come and get a verse of the song. There's no need no Randy getting messed up in the middle of this. There's more scripture in here I'd like to get on to, but I ain't going to mess with that. You know why I ain't going to mess with that? Lord said, it's enough. It's enough. When you take that little grain of mustard seed and you put it to use, my friend, you'll find out it'll grow into a great big tree. It will. In your life. In your life. I can look back just a lot of natural things in my life and see where God has delivered me. Because I know I could not got out of it. I could not have worked it out. It didn't work. You take pen and paper, God's way don't work. You take logic, my friend, and you start looking at it, and you'll find out you'll never use your faith. You'll not do it. I'm going to tell you something else. You know how big you really are this morning? You know how big? how glorious, how much you really mean, my friend, in this life. I want you to look at that little mustard seed. That's how big you are. Preacher, you're putting me down. Doesn't matter who you are. No matter what you got. It does not matter this morning. When it comes between us and God, He's always the greater portion. If He's not, then your heart ain't where it belongs. You know why David was so successful in his reign of the children of Israel? Do you know how he was so successful? He depended on God. Did he not? When he looked at that giant, my friend, that day, that's one of the biggest things that we think David overcome. It's probably not. But the truth of it is, my friend, when David looked at that giant, you know what he saw? He saw an uncircumcised Philistine. He didn't see his stature. You know why he didn't? Because he had a God that was greater than him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, this uncircumcised Philistine will be just like that bear and that lion that God delivered me from. Don't tell me God won't do things in your life. He'll do things in your life just to show you that He is God. He can handle it, folks. He may not straighten out every crooked thing that you've got, but brethren, He never will lead you through it. Do you know that? We blame God a lot of times because sometimes we don't get the victory, so we think. Sometimes we don't overcome the hurdles. But I got news for you. He was there with you. Was He not? He is there with you. I went through some things, my friend, that has shook my life. I mean shook my life. But I want you to know that God was my stay. He was my rock. And thank God He ain't never failed me. Through it all. He didn't deliver me like I wanted Him to. But listen, folks, I'm still here. I'm still here. I got a good preacher friend laying under the hospital. Last Saturday, everything was way okay. Huh? Sunday brought something different. You hear me? You hear me? Preacher, you telling me that if I don't straighten up, God's going to kill me? If God wanted you dead, you wouldn't be here. That's all I can tell you. Amen. But listen to me. God's not your enemy. He wants to help you. He wants to help you be the person you really want to be, but it takes using the faith that He gives you. Yes, sir. I look around sometimes. And I wonder, Lord, where are you? Do you know what I have to do? I have to suck it up. It's what they call it. It's what my dad called it They said, suck it up, son. Huh? Suck it up. Listen, folks. Put your faith to work. Trust that God is God. Trust Him. Put it in His arms. Put it in His lap. Brethren, put all that you got in Him. Let's see who comes out on top. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, them four. Prisoners. Prisoners. Folks, took them captive. Put them in a ward by themselves. No, Daniel spoke up and he said, we ain't eating the king's meat. We ain't drinking the king's drink. And the man that was in charge, he said, not so. He said, I'll lose my life if anything happens to you. Did you hear that? I'll lose my life. He knowed that if them men didn't look better than the others, he's in trouble. He probably sweated it for 10 days. Huh? I'd say he did. I'd say he didn't actually know what to think. But Daniel said, give us 10 days and said, check us out. Now I'm going to tell you something. You don't believe you can get fat and fire in 10 days? Fatter and fairer? They did. They did. 10 days and they was fatter and fairer than the rest. Listen, folks, you can't do that, but God can. Preacher, they are still captive. Yes, they was. Listen, folks, God used every one of them. Did he not? I ain't going to go through all that. Do you think it took faith on their side? Do you think it took something, my friend, to stand in the front of Nebuchadnezzar and said, I'm not going to bow? Amen. Nebuchadnezzar could have just had their head cut off. Tried to take their life. He tried to take their life. I'm going to tell you something. I believe God was talking to Nebuchadnezzar. Brethren, he wondered about these three boys. He went down there and looked for himself, didn't he? Fire, 7 times hotter than it had ever been heated. It had to be hot, Steve. Bible said that them that throwed them in, it slew them that it was so hot. Hear me, folks. God's in control. Thank God, let him have the stern. Nebuchadnezzar went down there, and I've often wondered about this. He looked in there, and he didn't see three. He saw four. He asked them, he said, did not we cast three men? They said, yea, three. He said, lo, I see four. Four of them loosed, walking around, not being consumed. He said, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Think about it. Think about it. Can people see the Lord in your life? Think about it. I preached Wednesday night about the image. Can they see the Lord in your life? Listen, 2026, folks. Preacher, I ain't Daniel. I ain't either. I ain't Moses. I ain't Shadrach, Meshach, nor Abednego. I ain't Isaiah. I ain't Elijah. I ain't Matthew. I ain't Mark. I ain't Luke. I ain't Peter, and I ain't Paul. Listen. But thank God I serve the same God that they served. I believe He'll work in our day if we'll just put our faith to work. Not His faith. Not His. He's dealt this to every man. You got no excuse. Preacher, I'm lost. You can't be preaching to me. You got no excuse. You got a measure of faith. Use it. Use it. Isn't it wonderful when the Lord just passes by? I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you didn't get nothing out of the service this morning, thank God. I'm glad I obeyed what God told me. I am. I went part of last week and most all this week. And you can ask him. He's sitting right here. I'll text him sometimes. I say, "You got anybody?" Donna? Got anybody? I didn't text him. He's sitting right there. You can ask him. I didn't text him. But I wondered. I know there's Young People's Day. What am I going to do this week? Preacher, how do you know you done the right thing? Brethren, I know now. You hear that? You think I wondered about this service? Wondered how to do? And the Lord just kept telling me, "You do as I asked you." Huh? Do. Do that I give you to do. Brethren, He didn't tell me what the outcome would be. He just said, "Do it, Leroy." Yeah. Hallelujah. At this point, I'm glad I did. Yeah. I really am. Now, what are you going to do with that measure of faith? It's yours. God give it to you. Preacher, I'd work for the Lord. He's just too demanding. Let us stand. No need of me going on.